A former Chief Justice of the Family Court says schools and parents should be held legally responsible for bullying by students. Alistair Nicholson says the current laws don't work and a national approach is needed to clarify the law around bullying in schools. He spoke to our reporter Liz Hobday at a conference to discuss bullying in Melbourne today.
The chairman of the National Centre Against Bullying, Alistair Nicholson, says the laws around bullying aren't keeping up.
There are gaps, there's a mishmash, and I think the states and the Commonwealth have a duty to do something about it.
While the law is clear that schools are liable for bullying in the classroom, Alistair Nicholson says this responsibility should extend outside the school grounds and after school hours.
My view is that if you've got children in a school who are bullying one of their number, and if they're doing it while the kid is at home, the kid still has to come back to school and face them the next day. So that school, I think, has a responsibility to that child to do its best to ensure that that behaviour isn't perpetrated by fellow students. Now, in some cases that might be hard, but if they're told about it, if they know there's a problem, then I think they've got a duty to act.
And he says in some cases parents should be held responsible as well.
What I do think is that parents do have a responsibility to control their children and prevent them from harming others. And in certain circumstances, if they don't, they, I think, should be potentially liable for it. Because if they know that, at least it gives them some impetus to do something.
Tough workplace bullying laws have been introduced in Victoria and a federal parliamentary inquiry is underway that could lead to national changes in workplace law. But Alistair Nicholson says that bullying outside this context still isn't properly defined in law.
What is bullying? What sort of behaviour should be prescribed by law? I think that those issues have to be addressed, and they've never been addressed.
But the Federal School Education Minister, Peter Garrett, says changing the laws around bullying is an issue for the states. And he says bullying is already defined by the federal government's Safe Schools framework.
I think that that's satisfactory. We've got to apply the common sense test here as well. I mean, we've all got a responsibility, whether we're parents, teachers, the community, governments, everybody's got a responsibility to be clear about A, that bullying's not acceptable, and B, that there are sanctions in place.
But Alistair Nicholson disagrees.
That doesn't make sense because the Safe Schools arrangement isn't a legal arrangement. It doesn't lay down the boundaries as legislation does. I mean, that's a very worthy thing to do and I'm all in favour of it. But you can't just say, well, that solves the problem, because it doesn't.
The co-director of Youth Law, a community legal centre for young people in Melbourne, Ariel Couchman, says the current laws are working.
We wouldn't really be in favour extending the law to, you know, pursue schools, all parents for that matter, legally in relation to bullying. I mean, we think that the laws as they stand are quite adequate.
But she says schools could improve the way they deal with individual cases.
A lot of them have got very good bullying policies and they put it into practice. But what we hear from young people is there's a lot of contradictions in the way that schools actually address behaviours.
Alistair Nicholson agrees, but says that legal reform could provide the impetus for a consistent approach to dealing with bullying.
I think really this means that there's not enough responsibility. The schools themselves don't know where the boundaries are, and therefore they find it easier to do nothing than take positive action.
That's the chairman of the National Centre Against Bullying, Alistair Nicholson, ending that report by Liz Hobday.